The Speaker of Parliament, Mrs. Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, has called on Ghanaians to be proud of late President Mills as a national asset whose transition should not be seen as the end of his legacy. Setting the tone for the paying of tribute to President Mills, she said Parliament's memory of him is that of a humble, gentle, peaceful and selfless man. Mrs. Justice Bamford Addo said whenever the President went to Parliament for the State of the Nation address, he proved he had a sense of purpose in his message, even in the midst of incessant heckling. A report by Augustus Akwe.
In her tribute, the Speaker of Parliament, Justice Joyce Bamford Addo, made it clear that Parliament will forever be grateful to President Mills for his foresight.
His Excellency, Professor John Evans Dr. Mills, was passionate in seeing to the expansion and strengthening of the frontiers of democracy in Ghana, particularly Parliament. He strongly believed that resourcing Parliament to effectively perform its functions will inure to the best benefit of our country. The almost completed establishment of Job 600 and the implementation of the construction of constituency offices for members of Parliament will undoubtedly be some of the indelible legacies of His Excellency Professor John Evans Dr. Mills to the Parliament of Ghana.
The Majority Leader, Cletus Avoca, took the House down memory lane as he recounted the impact Professor Mills made in the sports of the University of Ghana.
As I was the athletics and cross country captain of the Legon Hall in the University of Ghana, I worked very closely with him as a member of the Amalgamated Club. I recall that at the end of each year in Legon, any student who distinguished himself in either of the 40 disciplines was given a cash prize. But Professor Mills, being president of the Amalgamated Club, brought innovation to bear on the sporting calendar, and therefore introduced certificates and plaques to replace these so that they stand the test of time. So today, in my work group, I can still take my certificate and a plaque indicating that I was an outstanding sportsman in the University of Ghana, and that is attributable to him.
The minority leader, Osaeche Mensah Bunsu, in elogizing President Mills, was disappointed that fate prevented the minority side from ironing out its differences with him before his passing.
The sincerest regret of the minority caucus is the fact that we do not have the opportunity to have reconciled with the president after he accused us of insulting him on daily basis. We want to assure the spirit of our beloved president that we do not have or have any ill feeling against him.
Radio Ghana News, Augustus Akwe, Accra.
Meanwhile, the Parliament of Ghana says it appreciates the role late President John Atta Mills played in strengthening and expanding the frontiers of democracy in the country. Members of Parliament say they are moved by the fact that Professor Atta Mills did not live to see the completion and commissioning of projects he started aimed at making their work easier, especially work on the Job 600. These were contained in a tribute delivered by the second deputy speaker, Professor Michael Kwe, at a vigil at the forecourt of the State House. Maxwell Yusufu, George Asekere, and Bubu Klinogo report.
The vigil was attended by people from all walks of life, including the clergy, politicians, the judiciary, and musicians. As expected, many tributes were read. The second deputy speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, flanked by the majority leader, Cletus Avoca, and his minority counterpart, Osaeche Mensah Bunsu, in their tribute described the late president as a humble, purposeful, and a peaceful man.
Whenever he came to the House to present his blessing on the state of the nation, he exhibited his usual sense of purpose to deliver, never wavered in the midst of the incessant heckling. Excellency Professor John Evans Dr. Mills was passionate in seeing to the expansion and strengthening of the frontiers of democracy in Ghana, particularly Parliament.
In a message, the General Overseer of the World Miracle Church International, Bishop Charles Ajinasari, said death is inevitable and urged all to lead godly life. He said late President Atta Mills never embarked on any major trip or project without calling for prayers.
Can't escape death. Death will come to everyone. In fact, the Bible tells us in Genesis 3:19 that we have a return ticket to the dust. From dust we were taken, and to dust we will return. Beloved, when your time comes to die, will you be buried or will you be carried? I met His Excellency in 1995 when I spoke at the Legon Interdenominational Church. After he was nominated Vice President, I was the first pastor he came to. When he was Vice President, he would invite me every week on Tuesday from the hours of 5 to 6 p.m. to teach him the word for 10 minutes and to pray for 50 minutes.
The National Chairman of the NDC, Dr. Kwame Ejie, in a tribute on behalf of the National Executives, said the party has lost a gem. He said Professor Mills eschewed political partisanship and led Ghana without partiality. Dr. G said memories of the late president will forever stay.
Glowing tributes have been paid to celebrate your life since you departed to eternity. Your strong faith in God, consistently humble, modest, and fatherly nature, your unique social democratic leadership style will forever remain in the minds and hearts of all peace-loving and unity-seeking people. We in the NDC admire the number of your significant leadership attributes. You never sought to create wealth for yourself, but sought to create wealth for all Ghanaians. You understood and governed according to the political morality principle, and staunchly abhorred political recrimination, vengeance, and vendetta. You hated insulting. You had, in the minds and hearts of your opponents, been pronounced dead on two occasions. Are you wonderfully also, in quotes, resurrected twice before your actual death was announced? We know that death is inevitable. What we cannot understand or fathom is the fact that your very existence was a source of mischievous and even depraved political debate and propaganda. No one lives forever. No one becomes a stone in this world. Death awaits each one of us. Our beloved Mr. Late President, Ghana mourns you. Africa mourns you. The entire world mourns you. NDC will forever be grateful to you.
Visible signs of sorrow could be seen on the faces of people at the vigil, with some shedding tears during and right after the tribute by the national executives of the NDC. The Ghana Armed Forces also used the occasion to pay their tribute to the late President, Professor John Atta Mills.
My report was filed by Maxwell Yusufu, George Asekri, and Bubu Klinobu.